and Voice News, the Global Link.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, investigates suspected fuel contamination at Oasis Filling Station. PAC calls for reserved business sectors for Zambians. And Kenyan fuel prices rise sharply despite reduction in tax due to Iran war. Good afternoon. With Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has launched an investigation into reports of suspected fuel contamination at Oasis Filling Station located along Kamloops Road in Lusaka. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba says this follows of notification of the alleged act. Ms. Kasumba says inspectors promptly visited the scene and launched investigations into the matter. As part of the ongoing investigation, the board has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing, said Ms. Kasumba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Kasumba said the outcome of these tests will guide the board in bringing the matter to a conclusive resolution. She has since reaffirmed the board's commitment to safeguarding consumers and ensuring the delivery of high-quality energy products and services.
The Energy Regulation Board wishes to inform the public that it has received reports of suspected fuel contamination at Oasis Service Station on Kamloops Road in Lusaka. Upon receipt of the notification, ERB inspectors promptly visited the site and launched investigations into the matter. As part of the ongoing investigations, the ERB has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing. The outcome of these tests will guide the ERB in bringing this matter to a conclusive resolution.
A non-governmental organization, Women for Change, has welcomed the Amendment Criminal Procedure Code No. 4 of 2026, which makes all sexual offenses, including rape, defilement, and incest, non-bailable. Organization Executive Director Lumba Sianga says the move is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability, and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and evade justice. As this amendment sends a clear message, sexual violence will not be tolerated, said Ms. Sianga. Ms. Sianga has commended government for prioritizing the safety and dignity of women and children. She has further urged continued investment in survivor-centered services, timely prosecution, and public awareness to ensure this law translates into real protection and justice.
This is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability, and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and invade justice. This amendment sends a clear message: sexual violence will not be tolerated.
Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC President Andy Ford Banda, has called for policies that will restrict certain businesses to Zambian-owned enterprises only instead of foreign investors. Mr. Banda said businesses such as brick-making, agriculture, poultry, running of grocery shops, small-scale mining, and the awarding of small government contracts are areas that should be reserved for locals. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said restricting such businesses to Zambians would ensure that profits made from these ventures remain within the country. There is no way Zambians will continue to compete with foreigners in these sectors and expect the nation to develop as multinationals always externalize the profits, said Mr. Banda. He stressed the need for government to be deliberate in ensuring that locals are protected from exploitation and that some business ventures are preserved for Zambians only. Mr. Banda added that failure to address this matter will continue to leave many Zambians complaining while not fully benefiting from the economy.
But what we have here is a situation where people come from wherever, whether it's China, it's America or the UK, they come and get resources from this country and go and reinvest in their countries. If Chinese were coming here and they were making money and building our country, that would be a different ballgame. But what they do is that they just come to exploit. It's called exploitation. And they get profits and stuff like that and go and invest in their countries. So what we as PAC are saying that enough of that. What we want is to reverse the economic order and ensure that the economy is locally driven. It doesn't matter how much, you know, foreign direct investment you're going to bring in this country.
Ecobank Zambia has partnered with Private Schools and Colleges Association PRISCA to provide financial empowerment solutions to schools, parents and women through loans. This partnership will be implemented under Ecobank's Edu Banking and Elevate Financial Solutions. Speaking during the event, Bank Managing Director Aina Moore says this initiative is timely, especially at a time when parents are preparing and budgeting for the fees of their children. Ms. Moore says Edu Banking is not only a financial service or a product, but a platform meant to empower school parents and teachers. She added that since the launch of the initiative, the bank has already partnered with 3 schools, assuring that it will make education not only accessible, but sustainable, innovative, and true driver of national development. In foreign news, Kenya has sharply raised the cost of petroleum, with diesel prices rising by a record margin despite a fuel tax cut as the conflict in Iran pushes up global oil prices. In its latest review, the energy regulator raised the cost of diesel by 40 Kenyan shillings up to 206 shillings a litre, while petrol rose by 28 shillings to a similar level. It said this reflected high global oil and shipping costs, even as the government cut value-added tax to 13% from 16%. The new prices will last until 14 May when the next review is due.
There is no sage tobacco, cigarettes, cigars, pipes, snuff, commonly known as sunko, and shisha are all harmful to your health. Stay away from all forms of tobacco use. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health in partnership with Radio Christian Voice.
And now for the rest of the news. About 250 Rohingya and Bangladeshis, including children, are missing after their boat capsized last week in the Andaman Sea, according to the United Nations Refugee and Migration Agencies. The trawler, which had departed from Bangladesh and was bound for Malaysia, reportedly sank due to heavy winds, rough seas and overcrowding, the agencies said. It is unclear when the boat capsized, but on 9 April, a Bangladeshi-flagged vessel rescued 9 people who were clinging to drums and wooden debris to stay afloat, the Coast Guard said. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has launched an investigation into reports of suspected fuel contamination at Oasis filling station located along Kamloops Road in Lusaka. Opposition People's Alliance for Change PAC President Andy Ford Banda has called for policies that will restrict certain businesses to Zambian-owned enterprises only instead of foreign investors. And Kenya has sharply raised the cost of petroleum, with diesel prices rising by a record margin despite a fuel tax cut as the conflict in Iran pushes up global oil prices. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube with the handle RRCV News. My name is Angel Kasavo. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest